This is MB Now, and here are your news on web.
On his taped message before the high-level general debate of the 76th session of the United Nations General Assembly this morning, September 22, President Rodrigo Roa Duterte called the UN inadequate in the face of current global challenges. Duterte, whose bloody war against illegal drugs is said to be investigated by the UN-backed International Criminal Court, further described the UN as a product of an era long past that no longer reflects the political and economic realities of the world. Specifically, Duterte assailed the UN Security Council for its supposed failure to conform to democracy and transparency. Duterte ended his 15-minute speech by suggesting the UN to reform itself. Palace officials have said that the administration won't cooperate with the ICC on its probe on the drug war since the Hague-based court supposedly has no jurisdiction on the matter. The Philippine Red Cross on Tuesday, September 21, acknowledged the possibility of false positive results since no test is 100% accurate. PRC said this following the allegation of false positive RT-PCR test result from the PRC's Subic Molecular Laboratory mentioned by President Rodrigo Roa Duterte on his public address last Monday. In cases of false positive, PRC said that it adheres to advice of the Department of Health to err on the side of caution and treat all positive results as true positive. This, PRC said, is designed to protect everyone, including the clients and their families and co-workers. This is especially true for healthcare workers who are constantly at risk of exposure to the virus. Meanwhile, the Department of Health states that RT-PCR test is still considered as the gold standard in detecting the virus that causes COVID-19. The DOH explained that it's possible for the test results for the same case collected at two different time points to vary. The DOH noted that all tests should be interpreted using the epidemiological and clinical situation of the patient. There is a continuous downtrend on the average number of new coronavirus cases in Metro Manila based on the latest monitoring of independent research group OCTA. OCTA research fellow Dr. Guido David on Wednesday, September 22, said that Metro Manila averaged 4,784 daily cases from September 15 to 21, with a one-week growth rate of -18%. This is down from 11% during the previous week. The COVID-19 reproduction number of Metro Manila has also further decreased to 1.03 from 1.33 a week ago. David also noted that the decrease in cases should be due in part to COVID-19 vaccination program in Metro Manila. So far, Metro Manila has fully vaccinated around 67% of its target population. The government aims to vaccinate up to 70% of the country's 109 million population before the year ends to achieve herd immunity and safely reopen the economy. Manila Mayor Francisco Isko Moreno Dumagoso promised to be a healing president as he officially announced his presidential bid in the 2022 national elections with cardiologist and social media personality Dr. Willie Ong as his running mate. Today, September 22, he symbolically made the announcement in the heart of Baseco in Tondo, Manila. Dumagoso said he will implement an open governance policy, confident that this will lead to a better policies and improved services. Dumagoso said he will announce in the coming days his platform of government and he would invite millennials to join him in government.
The Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine is more effective when given as a two-dose regime, according to a new data released by the company on Tuesday. A second shot given 56 days after the first provided 75% protection against symptomatic COVID in a global clinical trial. The reason behind this difference was not clear from the company's press release, but it could be linked to fewer variants in the US when the data occurred. It was 94% effective in preventing severe or critical COVID at least 14 days post-final vaccination in America, but there were relatively few cases to judge from. When a second shot was given 2 months after the first, antibody levels rose to 4 to 6 times higher than observed after the single dose. K-pop idol group BTS and Megan Thee Stallion finally met in New York City. The meeting took place after BTS spoke before world leaders at the second Sustainable Development Goals Moment of the Decade of Action meeting held in the United Nations General Assembly Hall on September 20. Last August 27, BTS released the remix of Butter featuring Megan Thee Stallion that helped Butter return to the number one spot for the 10th time on the Billboard Hot 100 on the September 11 dated chart. BTS and South Korea's First Lady Kim Jong-suk also visited the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City. Actress Angel Locsin has flaunted the results of her weight loss journey in her latest Instagram post. In the said post, she reminded people to love every inch of your body. Angel's loved ones and colleagues in showbiz were quick to react and showed their support. Note that some months ago, Angel announced her plan of undergoing a calorie-controlled diet, which was prescribed to her due to a spinal injury.
Members of the Philippine Air Force, including Tokyo Olympics medalists Heidely Diaz and Yumir Marshall, teamed up with Chooks to Go in setting up a community pantry in Bagumbayan, Quezon City. The men in uniform distributed dressed chicken and packed meals Tuesday to the community affected by the pandemic. For Marshall, it was a way to give back to the people who supported him in his campaign in the Olympics where he won the boxing bronze medal. Marshall said he couldn't help but look back at the time where he and his family were in a similar situation in Zamboanga. Marshall vowed to give back to the people in need. Like in sports, Marshall encouraged fellow Filipinos to strive harder and not give up.
Safely packed in a piece of small luggage, the new Realme GT Master Edition 5G gives you all the travel feels. Plus, its back design is especially created by a famous Japanese industrial designer that gives it even more travel feels. Get to know and get inspired for your next adventure with the new Realme GT Master Edition 5G. All this and more on Tech Talk on Wednesday at 6 p.m. at Tech News Online Facebook page.
And those are the news on web. For more news and updates, follow our official social media pages or log on to www.mb.com.ph. Be fully informed.